Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Coming up, Discovery goes all in on world golf. Netflix sings Hello, Dolly. Today's Apple TV story from Silicon Valley, our classic trivia question of the week, and comments on Charter Communications original content play, and yes, Apple TV's news, or lack of. Hello, everyone, I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information, proud development partner of the 2018 New York Television Festival, and the folks that say that Audible will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later this half hour. Good morning, afternoon to you and all, and welcome once again to the promo about television, a shorter than usual version today, 30 minutes long, and no guest today, but a lot to talk about, and we invite you to talk along with us. All you have to do is pick up the phone, raise your voice, and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere, catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And if the phone is not great for you, we have a chat room that you can use. It's Simon Apple 04 by name, and you can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So use the phone or the room. Either way, you get involved. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. And what we'll get live to first is news notes. Discovery Communications will collaborate with the Professional Golfers Association on an international venture. Under this agreement, which kicks off next year, Discovery can present PGA Tour events outside the United States on television, mobile, and other video carriers, plus develop and manage a 24/7 world golf service available on smart TV sets and devices. Now, again, and this is an important note, that service would not be offered to United States households, given the PGA's current TV rights contracts with CBS, NBC, and NBC Universal own Golf Channel. Discovery's partnership will cost $2 billion and run until 2030. Netflix will launch an 8-episode anthology series with music superstar Dolly Parton. Each episode will be based on a song written by Parton. She will be a co-producer and appear on at least one episode. The series is expected to premiere next year. Former Fox News Channel and CBS anchor person Gretchen Carlson will return to television on a regular basis June 18th. The assignment hosts a new primetime block known as Justice for Women on Lifetime. A Women on Patrol offshoot of A&E's popular live PD series will kick off this Monday night feature, followed initially by season 4 of Escaping Potomac. ABC is going forward with Family Food Fight. Aisha Curry will host and executive produce this exercise in culinary creativity on the fly. The winning family will get $100,000. No word yet on the premiere date. 8 episodes are planned. Now, a year ago, Apple TV received less than 90 seconds, I'm not kidding, less than 90 seconds of attention at Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference in Silicon Valley. WWDC 2018 kicked off 2 hours ago, and around 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time, Apple TV got its spotlight. Apple CEO Tim Cook says sales of its Ultra HD version of Apple TV was introduced last fall, has risen 50% since then. That's over the last 7 or 8 months. The news? Apple TV will bring on Dolby's Atmos sound app, promising cinematic-like roomful sound. There are now over 100 video channel apps, and Charter Communications, which we'll have more to say about in a little bit, will introduce Apple TV to its cable subscriber base later this year. The total presentation time of Apple's showcase, 10 minutes, compared to over an hour for the iPhone and about 20-25 minutes for Apple Watch. And that's news notes for today. In a moment, our classic trivia question of the week and my comments about the Apple TV presentation from Silicon Valley that concluded about a half hour ago and Charter Communications and what they're doing in content. We'll get to that after we get to some words from our wonderful sponsor at Audible.com. Robin Williams was one of the great comedians of all time. He was wonderful with improv comedy, great on TV with Mark and Mindy, and any time he sort of disrupted a normal television show, whether it was the Today Show, The Tonight Show, whatever, and until his death, also a very good actor, too. He passed away, of course, some time back, and now his wonderful career and his quirks as well as a person are now captured in a book called Robin by Dave Itzkoff, and you can get it with a trial run at Audible.com. All you have to do is contact this URL, audibletrial.com/televised, and put yourself in shape to get a 30-day trial offer and one book of your choice. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration, with over 180,000 titles to choose from. You listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio or Spreaker or iHeartRadio. And all you have to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. And for that, you get one free audio book of your choice, 30-day, one-month trial of the service, and great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. And Audible, by the way, in addition to showcasing great audiobooks, is now doing original radio production and podcasts that are also available to you through that trial offer. And we should point out that Audible.com, for the second straight year, is a developing partner of the annual New York Television Festival that comes here to the Big Apple in July. So if you want some great sound that will transform the way you hear the world, all you got to do is get to that URL and sign in, audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. And hear for yourself why at audible.com, listening is the new reading. And now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. And we have two prizes in play this week. One, which you've offered the last couple of weeks, is the National Geographic paperback version of the classic novel Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. Shelley will be the subject of the third season of Geographic's Emmy-nominated series Genius. The second season is wrapping up with Antonio Banderas playing Pablo Picasso. It'll be interesting to see who will play Mary Shelley in next year's version. But anyway, that's one of our prizes. The other, in honor of Shark Week's 30th anniversary coming up next month, is a new series just released of Discovery Channel magnets for Shark Week. That's right. So you get National Geographic's Frankenstein and Mary Shelley paperback version and the new magnets for Shark Week from Discovery Channel. And we're going to offer that right now as our prizes this week for our classic trivia question of the week. So take down the question, and if you're first with the correct answer, those prizes are yours. One of the great game shows of all time is the Hollywood Squares. It started on NBC in 1965 and has had several runs in both daytime and primetime network and syndication. And along the way, there have been some notable celebrities occupying that center square. I believe the first center square occupier was Steve Rossi of the late comedy team, Allen and Rossi, with his partner, Steve Rossi and Marty Allen. And then from there, there was Paul Lynde. For a while, it was Buddy Hackett. When John Davidson was host to Hollywood Squares in the 80s, it was Joe Rivers. When Tom Bergeron was doing it in the 1990s or 2000s, it was Whoopi Goldberg and so on. Well, here's our question. Who or what celebrity was the last permanent center square on Hollywood Squares? Who or what celebrity was the last permanent center square on the Hollywood Squares? And we'll give you a hint. It was on the last season of the Tom Bergeron version. That's the latest version of the series. Not on the Hip Hop Squares version that is currently on VH1. So once again, the question, who was the last center square on the Hollywood Squares? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And don't forget, when you email, enclose your name and your full name and address. So if you're first with the correct answer, we'll get the prize out to you ASAP. So once again, it's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And if you just missed the question, no problem. We'll post it tomorrow morning on Facebook and on my Twitter handle at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So get involved, and let's see if we get our latest winner to have some wonderful magnets on Shark Week from Discovery Channel and the Frankenstein adaptation in paperback from Mary Shelley. From National Geographic. So again, get in the game, and we hope that before too long, you'll be our next winner. Good, but you got to be involved. And now it's time for some comment. I'd love to have you out there get involved too, so give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Got two comments for you today. And the first is about what just went down at Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference in Silicon Valley, San Jose, I believe, to be specific. It's the annual keynote. Now, a year ago, I really got frustrated with what Tim Cook, the head of Apple, did, where he, off the bat, in his opening keynote, had Apple TV and spent less than 90 seconds talking about it. Now, this time around, Apple TV got 10 minutes. And Cook began with the news that since the latest version of Apple TV with Ultra HD video capability was introduced last fall, sales have gone up over the last 8-9 months by 50%. That's a nice stat. But here's the thing. Given that more than 20 million people have Apple TV, given the fact that there are more than 10,000 apps, including the ability to order pizza from Papa John's, tickets to entertainment events through StubHub, use Airbnb, use Zillow, order travel tickets through Orbit, all sorts of apps, not to mention virtual reality through Little Star, with all those apps and in front of 6,000 developers live in that auditorium in Silicon Valley, and millions more watching by satellite or through PCs or the means. How can you take 10 minutes out of a two-hour presentation and not say much about where Apple TV is at in app development, not showcase a variety of apps the way you do with the iPhone, the way you do with Apple Watch, the way you do with the Mac? We're talking about a device that more people have than Apple Watch. And you can't spend more than 10 minutes on what you are able to do and what you can do or what you will do down the road with Apple TV. And that the only app you're able to show basically is a sound app from Dolby for cinematic sound. How crazy is that? And how incentive is that to all the developers out there who are trying to expand what you can do with a television set through Apple TV? You sometimes wonder what is going on in the heads of Apple and where the priorities are. And we're talking about very, very brainy people who are really trying to expand where television is at. And we're talking about a chief executive officer, one of the best executives of a company you could ever have, that's so well respected, who just 3 years ago, when Apple TV was introduced in the current way, that the future of TV is apps, and he declared it, and then showcased what you could do, that all you show is an Axiom, is this Dolby app and screensavers, and then he said, oh, Charter Communications is going to launch us this fall or later this year. What an outrage. And how disgraceful and just awful. And by the way, not even having a sentence about Apple getting into original programming. This is from a company that wants to get into original television programming. And they can't say a lot about Apple TV with all the app possibilities out there. At the same time, and what about artificial intelligence? Given the fact that we are now at a place where every single smart TV set and smart TV device is being installed with artificial intelligence, like Siri, like Alexa, like Google Assistant, like Bixby in the case of Samsung says, or other such processes. Artificial intelligence that may very well open the door to interactive television, interactive advertising, interactive merchandising for millions of people. Not one word about that. Not one. And yet it was showcased in the iPhone or was showcased in Apple Watch. But nothing about Apple TV with Alexa and what you can do with it in Apple TV. You sometimes are dumbfounded by the lack of interest Apple seems to have in its own product. It's like treating Apple TV, which has about 20 million customers in the United States alone, as a third, fourth-class citizen in its own company. It's mind-boggling. It is more than overdue time for Apple TV to get its own day in the sun, call the press conference here in New York, bring Tim Cook, bring Eddie Q, who is the overall CEO of Apple TV, or somebody who's in charge of that project, bring them to New York, get the developers here, get the press here, and let's see what's going on with Apple TV. Have it in an Apple store, the one in Westfield at the World Trade Center, or in Brooklyn, or on 14th Street. Let's see what's going on. Apple, your customers deserve better from you than what you are showing at this Worldwide Developer Conference keynote. Much better. If you want people to take you seriously as an original plumbing player, and by the way, the people that you've had that you've already showcased in terms of one way or another as to what you want to do in original plumbing, all these projects are very promising, from amazing stories coming back with Steven Spielberg to Reese Witherspoon's trio of shows. If you want to be taken seriously, take Apple TV seriously. Give it its own showcase. In New York, in Silicon Valley, in LA, somewhere. Let's see what's going on. Let's get the full 10 yards. I really think you owe it to your developers, and you owe it to the public, and you owe it to the press to tell us what's going on. And stop having it be a one-app-and-done showcase. And wasting time on screensavers. It was mind-boggling. It was absolutely mind-boggling. And I promise you out there, we are going to try our darndest to get Apple TV on this program to talk about what they are doing. We are going to redouble our efforts. I know one of the people involved with Apple TV and PR. And we're also monitoring the situation with Apple's original content, its original filming content. And by the way, last year we had Planet of the Apps executive producers on this program. So we're keep trying, folks. We're trying to our end. And by the way, it's also time that fellow journalists, you get on the phone with Tim Cook and Andy Q and ask them about where they're at with Apple TV. Don't slough it off. Don't have this beat gone because we only got 10 minutes of the time in a keynote that ran 2 hours plus. A lot of respect for Apple. A lot of respect for Tim Cook. But right now, that respect is quite diminished. Because Apple TV deserves better. And the people behind those 10,000 apps and others who are trying to develop and expand what television can do through Apple TV deserve much better than 10 minutes where basically not much was said. And not much was showcased. I'd love to hear what you out there think. And by the way, if there's any Apple TV either developers or users of the show, I'd love to hear what you think. Give us a call. Email me. I'd love to hear. And thank you for taking the content in the commentary in the way it was delivered. And I really love to hear pro and con from you. So please feel free. I got an open ear, and it's ready to hear you. And now for comment number two. As I mentioned in the news notes, one of the things that Apple TV did say in its showcase is that starting this fall, or later this year, as they said, that Charter Communications is going to offer Apple TV in some fashion to its customers. That's great news. And by the way, I hope that when Charter Communications offers it, it not just offers the 100 video apps that are currently available, and others that may come on later down the line, but also the whole 10,000 apps that Apple TV offers. And the reason I bring up Charter is because last year, in one of the most underreported developments in television last year, Charter Communications signaled that it wants to become more than just a cable operator or an operator managed service or telephone service. Through Spectrum, brand name, it wants to be an original content player. Last year, it made deals with first AMC Networks, the folks behind AMC, IFC, BBC America, etc., and then Viacom to co-produce, co-develop original television programming, scripted and unscripted, that would run first in some manner exclusively on Charter Communications systems, cable systems around the country. Charter, by the way, is the second biggest cable operator around the country, second to Comcast. And then it would run on AMC or Viacom in some manner. But here's the thing. Charter would get the exclusive first window. And following those deals, it then hired a former MNC executive, very well highly thought of, and Catherine Pope, to head that effort. Well, in the last couple of weeks, things have heated up. Ever since NBC dismissed a pilot that had a lot of attention called LA's Finest. It's a pilot co-starring Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba. And it's about women on patrol in the Los Angeles Police Department. Great production values, great script writing, two super performances, terrific chemistry, and with all that going for it, NBC dismissed it. But Charter Communications did not. And as we speak, they are in negotiations with Sony, which made the pilot, and the producers to get the show produced as a series on Charter. And late last week, that negotiation took a big step forward when Bell Media, and if you don't know what Bell Media is, it's the Comcast of Canada. What Comcast NBC Universal is in the United States, Bell Media is in Canada. They own cable systems. They run cable networks. They run a production company, internet, everything. Amazing company out there. Well, Bell Media, last week, saw the pilot of L.A.'s Finest at the L.A. screenings event there and decided we are taking it as a series. And you better believe that since that decision, that things have heated up between Charter and Sony to get L.A.'s Finest happening. Because it would sort of be, I think, pretty embarrassing if L.A.'s Finest could be on the air this fall on Bell in Canada, but not in the United States. So I got a strong hunch that any day now, any minute now, I have a hunch before the end of the week, hopefully before we see you or hear you on our next episode Friday afternoon at this hour, that LA's Finest will be a Charter series. And that may be the first of many, many deals to come. For a while, Charter's been downplaying this. Ever since the deals with AMC and Viacom, Charter's management, headed by Tom Rutledge, has been downplaying this. But trust me, if Charter gets in, they have the money to be a big player. More importantly, they have the cable systems. They have about between 15 and 20 million subscribers, and their reach of those cable systems, including the former Time Warner cable systems here in the metro area, 50 million households. And LA's Finest could be the beginning of a major, major push into original content. All it takes is one hit, and that could be the hit that not only gets Charter to consider more programs, but to consider more creators of series, scripted, unscripted, to go Charter's way if they can't get on anywhere else. So stay tuned, folks. Somehow I get the sense this deal is going to get done, and it's going to get done any minute. And by the time we hear you this Friday, we may have a done deal. And LA's Finest could get going on going from a pilot dismissed by NBC to a series available to you. We're going to be with you again on Friday, and I promise you that we will have some guests. We are looking at a couple possibilities. For one thing, Facebook Watch has a series that's premiering tonight that may be its flagship series in scripted. It's called 5 Points. It comes from Kerry Washington and her production company. Kerry, of course, just wrapped up her Emmy-nominated role in the TV series Scandal. And this is the first big thing from her production company. And this might be what puts Facebook Watch on the map big time. The show premieres tonight. We are trying to get one of the executive producers to come on our show on Friday. Also, we hope to have on Friday, or if not Friday, next week, Katie and Katie. That's K-A-T-I-E and K-A-T-Y. They're two of the key creators of Teachers and Performers 2 on that series, which launched on TV Land 3 years ago. We had them on during the first season, and we're trying to have them back on for season 3, which just started on that network. So we hope to have Katie and Katie on Friday, and hopefully some from 5 Points, and we've got some other possibilities as well. And next week, we got some more good people coming your way. Next Monday, among our guests, we'll have the showrunner of Amazon's Goliath, the A.D. Kelly series that starts its second season on June 15th. We'll have Lawrence Trilling on the program. And then a week from Friday, we will have the folks behind Castle on ABC have got a brand new show coming up later this month called Take Two. And they are Terry Elf Miller and Andrew Marcus will be joining us. Also, you'll be a new entrepreneur who is launching a romance channel. That's right. Remember Romance Classics? Used to be on cable, headed by AMC Networks. Well, now it's attempted to do it again, but this time with not just acquired programming, but original adaptations of popular romantic novels. The project is called Passion Flicks, and we'll have its creator and chief executive, Tosca Musk, on Friday after next. That's June 15th, Eyes of June. And finally, 2 weeks from today, one of our guests will be wonderful journalist who covers the world of television, especially the world of advertising. His name is Will Richman. He's been on the show before. He's the editor and publisher of the popular website Video News, and he's also the head of two annual summits here in New York. One of them, the Online Video Advertising Summit, takes place a week from tomorrow at the Westin Times Square Hotel. I'll be there for that, and we'll talk to Will Richman about what he found there. Particularly, they're doing a lot of stuff on smart TV sets and smart devices. I'm curious to see if artificial intelligence comes up as a topic, and a whole lot more. So we do have some guests coming your way in future episodes. This is one of the normal times we don't have one. So thank you for tuning in. Again, I'd love to hear what you think about the comments on both Apple TV's news today at the Worldwide Developer Conference in Silicon Valley, and also Charter doing their thing with LA's Finest as an original, maybe a bigger original, content player very, very soon. Anyway, so we'll be back on our regular schedule with guests. Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific. Hope you make us a regular habit on blogtalkradio.com and speaker.com or on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. If you came in late on today's episode and you want to catch up an episode you missed, go to the homepage. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out the podcast version and hear all episodes from May and earlier this year. A lot of great guests all along the way. You can get that on iTunes, on Apple TV's iTunes podcast app, and on Speaker Radio's podcast radio app, plus the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. If you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you or order it online. And, of course, you can go to iHeartRadio.com, put Tomorrow Be Televised in the search bar, click, and you'll catch our episodes right there. I'm curious, what do you think about Apple TV? What do you think about the fact that not much was said about what they're up to or where they're going? And what do you think about where TV is and where it's going in general? Love to hear you anytime. So email me, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. You can also use that to get into our classic trivia question of the week. We also have a regular feature called The Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that serves attention? Let me know through email, and if we promote it on the air, you get the credit. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Plus follow me on Facebook and find me on Twitter. Love hearing from you because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not through those of Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and iHeartRadio. Our production associate DTR is Candace Williams. Any show is Blog Talk Radio's general manager with Jay Sullenberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of this enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Chowrish. Tomorrow We Talk About is brought to you today by Audible.com, proud development partner of the 2018 New York Television Festival, and Amazon Company. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook, 1 month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. But Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Monday and your week. We are back on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, simulcasting live on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker and presented on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you do the rest of this week, please make it safe and make it great. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.